Hello everyone and welcome back to my podcast. Today I'm going to talk about negativity and social media. I've done a lot of broadcasts on positivity, on trusting yourself, trusting your gut, remembering that we're all energy and so forth. And this one's not quite any different than that. But what I want you guys to remember is that energy is always around us. Maybe in high school, or even earlier than that, you may have done an experiment. And if you haven't done it, I encourage you to do so. Take some rice, and I want you to boil the rice. Take 3 glass jars that have lids, maybe empty baby food jars. I want you to take a portion of that rice and put it in each jar. Now you have equal amounts of cooked rice in each jar, and I want you to cap them off. I want you to write on a label, "I love you," on the first jar, stick it to it. In the middle jar, write "control," and stick that label to the middle jar. And on the final jar, I want you to write "I hate you," and stick that to the last jar. Set them all in the windowsill, and every single day, for 30 days, I want you to do what it says on the label. So for example, the first jar, you would take this bottle and you would hold it lovingly and you would whisper, "I love you," and pour every loving thought you can think of into this jar. On the middle jar, you would do nothing, just leave it. It's our control. What happens if we say nothing to the jar? And on the third jar, every angry thought, every mean thing you could ever think of, I want you to pour that energy into this jar every single day for 30 days. At the end of 30 days, hopefully you've been taking photographs every single day, I want you to compare the first one to the last one. Which jar is almost good enough to eat, and which jar is rotten? This is a great experiment to show you how negative thoughts and words affect living organisms or other people. So what we're talking about today is social media. And there are so many people I see out there posting things that really bother them, whether it be animal abuse, whether it be hunting, whether it be a whole array of things, mostly politics lately. But these things that upset us, we post about. We want to broadcast to the world that we are upset about this particular thing. It can help you to get it off your chest. But just like a germ, say you have the flu, and now you've gone out into public, and you're coughing and hacking and blowing your nose and touching doorknobs and you're touching cars and you're going through the grocery store and you're picking up cans and you're putting them back, you are spreading your germs. Talking about things that upset you on social media is the exact same thing, only you are spreading negativity instead of germs. But it has the same effect on other people. There are going to be people that feel the same way and are going to say, "Yes, that bothers me too. Oh my gosh, I get so angry when I see this." So basically, if this lady or gentleman was having a great day and they see your post, it sparks anger, negativity, violence. The same holds true for something you post that's positive. If somebody's having a very bad day, and you post something about loving yourself, or you post a funny kitten video, that person may smile, laugh, and it may change their mood completely. Remember that we have a responsibility. Yes, I know it's your public page, and you can do whatever you want on it. But think about it for just a moment before you post. How is my post going to affect others? How would a post like this affect me? Well, it's obviously affected you either positively or negatively because you're talking about it. Anything that we bring our attention to brings more of it to us. I want you to think about that statement. Anything that we put our energy into brings more of it to us. So when we're upset and we're complaining about something that's happened to us, we're actually requesting more negative things to happen. Yes, you heard me. You are requesting from the universe more negative energy. Just like our control jar, you can choose to say nothing. And if you do this experiment, you'll see that the I love you and the control jar are pretty much the same. But the negative jar is black and molded and horribly decayed. We don't want to poison the people that happen to be following us on social media. We want to spread love, positivity, good feelings. You have a responsibility for your own energy. If you're having a horrible day and something horrible has happened to you, write it on a piece of paper. I myself love to journal. I like to write down my feelings at the end of the day. If they're horrible and negative, I will actually perforate and cut that page out of my journal and burn it. I have journals back from when I was 13 years old, and there are many times there are pages missing. Well, what if I want to go back and read what happened that day? If there's a page missing, I know that it was a horrible, negative dump, and that I don't want to reread it, because all it's going to do is give me that same energy back into my system. Just like a germ, it reinfects me. I don't want to reinfect me. I want only positive things. As some of you out there are saying, well, Laura, the world isn't full of just positive. How can I possibly avoid everything that's negative? You can't. But you can control how you react to it. And you can control if you spread it. Are there things that bother me? Absolutely. I'm human. I feel things. I'm just very selective at what I choose to share and who I choose to share it with. So try starting something like a gratitude journal or a positivity post for 30 days. A lot of my students and my friends who I've caught posting very negative stuff, I like to go on there and say, I have a challenge for you. I challenge you to post 30 days of only positive things. Some of them don't even make it to day 4. Some of them post one post and never post another positive thing again. But yet they're always telling me how awful their life is, how many horrible things have been happening to them, and it just keeps snowballing, and more bad things keep happening, and they don't understand why they can't get out of the rut they're in. I actually smile and tell them, I know, because what you put your attention on only brings more of it to you. If you want to be healed of something that's bothering you or an illness that you have, try and pretend that you're the jar with the I love you label. I want you for 30 days to look at yourself in the mirror and as sincerely and honestly as you can say, I love you. I love you so much. If you keep saying, I love you, and positive, wonderful things to yourself, you will heal any ailment that you have. It is true that positive energy and positive thought and uplifting energy is going to help your body to heal. If you constantly think, I am sick, I am sad, I am depressed, and I am in pain, you are drawing that energy to you. So all of you out there listening to me, I encourage you today to start a 30-day positivity social media post. You know who I am on Facebook by now. I want you to tag me. I want you to tag me in every day that you post something positive. And I'm going to follow you. And I'm going to watch you. And I am going to celebrate with you. And then at the end of your 30 days, I want you to tell me how you feel. Because I bet you feel amazing. Thanks everybody for listening, and I hope to see you in just a couple weeks. I'll be doing some more podcasts very soon. You can find me on Facebook as Medium Laura Evans. You can follow me as Medium Laura E on Twitter. And you can pick up both of my books on Amazon.com, Windows of My Soul by Laura T. Evans, and A Bridge to the Other Side by Medium Laura Evans. Thank you, and be good to yourself.